Blessings, everyone. This is the connection call for Ascension Path. It is Wednesday, February 25th. We're having the call a week early due to gate work. The equinox gateway is upon us already. We've already entered the pull of what should be a very powerful passage for those on the Ascension Path and those who are awakened. Let me describe what powerful means this time around, because we've had this going on throughout the shift. However, we're in this series of four equinox through blood moon eclipse gateways, and the equinox itself, we do have a solar eclipse on the equinox itself, and we have a blood moon lunar eclipse on April 4th. So there's just a few days in between those two cosmic triggers that the higher realms, the team, Gaia, everyone who is working on the shift in consciousness on this planet is using this as a funnel, a directional, for more intense energies that are aimed at assisting the ascension process. Now, this began last year, and a year ago, I don't know if people can remember back to that passage, but it felt, a few weeks ago, it felt similar, and then something changed a couple weeks ago. I've been experiencing, and I apologize, because linear communication has been difficult. I actually asked my team to step down the process to get an article written last Friday and then go through a very beautiful and somewhat intense online activation, online retreat with Loren Gailey last Sunday, the 22nd. And for those of you who were involved in that activation, thank you for joining us. We went through four different methods. There was, teaching people the creator breath for people who weren't sure how to use that. Then going into aligning the two force energy fields for the multidimensional merge sequences that we're going through right now. Getting into a solar heart center breath, which I do explain in the class, but again, it was for people who were outside of the class. And then the last part was an actual DNA activation. Now, the merge sequences themselves have been presenting for a few months. However, the energy shifted, and we started to get into the pull of the equinox energies. And for me, sitting on a vortex, I kind of feel the pull, the ebb and flow of that as Shasta starts to amplify prior to these gateway triggers. The mountain always, you know, the mountain acts as like a giant torus field for these this incoming light. But when she's about to kind of emanate a stronger wave, you can actually feel the pull, and I know that you can feel this collectively as well. Just a little more dramatic for me because I'm energetically connected to the gate through Shasta. So it feels kind of like you're a shell on the shore. And when the wave goes out, you're kind of tumbling with the wave going out. And when the wave comes in, you're just kind of blasted back. So it feels that way for me. And there's also things happening on a subterranean level as well for the entire Pacific Rim, the entire ridge that surrounds the Pacific Plate is being is in play right now. When I say in play, that doesn't mean that we're about to have a giant earthquake or tsunami or anything like that. It means that the magnetics, as Gaia expands, just like we're expanding our energy into that next level, the energy is expanding within Gaia to match the escalation of these energies. So there's a huge amount of galactic service engaged right now in balancing that as best as we can. You know, things have to shake and shift and everything. But there are passages when Shasta feels energetically dangerous. And dangerous, I mean dangerous to the physical, the energy fields, where it's a lot. It just feels like a lot of energy. That doesn't mean that she's, you know, going to explode. road anytime soon, but there have been passages in the last couple of weeks that feel very energetically intense, and intense in a different way than just making you feel tired or whatever. It's a stronger energy aimed at the merging of the higher and lower levels. It's very purposeful because it leads us into this acceleration of the shift in energy throughout 2015. A lot of people, huge swath of the population who are awake and ascending, committed to the ascension process, I should say, because ascension is always a choice. It's always a choice to level up, pay attention, see what's presenting for your own process. But the folks that are anchored in and really in the heart center, that calm stillness place, are starting to feel the impact of the great unknown. And as the Pleiadians and the higher teams have been telling us for a while, levels of the unknown present in 2015 that are quite unpredictable because they haven't been experienced in a body on a planetary consciousness going through a dimensional shift and the ascension process all at the same time. That makes it unique. That means that no master is going to be able to tell us what that feels like because they all had to leave the body. They didn't actually stay in the body through the process. So you serve as a conduit for that experience. And I explained this in the last article. The idea of light server serving the experience out to the collective consciousness so that everyone becomes okay with it, everyone is open to that experience, that is happening very quickly now. And I can feel it the moment that some of these more indescribable passages come into play. I can feel it going out through that collective human heart grid, through even the classic ley line grid systems that a lot of people tap into, that they haven't tapped into the heart grid yet. They're still tapping into the grid systems, the new sphere, the collective brain of humanity here on Gaia. But I can feel it. I can feel the experience going out through that collective. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be picked up by others. It just means that it's available there for whenever people are ready for it or begin to experience that. It makes it easier. There's always this path cutting going on with the Wayshower tribe. And it's beautiful, but it feels the light technology that is coming into play now feels so strong and so clear that I'm feeling very galactic these days, and I felt it very strongly during the online retreat with Loren. After going through these sequences and then getting stepped down so that I could communicate in a linear way, because it's been very difficult to type up emails and answer questions, and I'm being very brief in my responses to people. And a lot of the times just shutting that down and going, thank you, no thank you. And I am going to be shutting down most of the linear stuff in just a few days so that I can focus on this. And the idea is not to avoid the collective. The idea is to fully get into this path cutting. And I've been told very, very directly, look, woman, this is the space, this is the time. You know, all the other stuff will come back into play after the gateway. But if I'm consciously choosing to be a conduit, consciously choosing to go into this gatekeeper mode, which involves fasting and eliminating any external distractions, really focusing on it and leveling up my own self as much as possible in order to serve the collective in that way. And I have no idea what it looks like. A lot of people saying, what's going to happen? It's so unique to your process. I understand that there are a couple of thousand people that will go through, and I mean a couple of hundred thousand people, who will go through a leveling up, a new experience of their own consciousness and emerging of the consciousness that may feel very much like a lot of walk-in sensation. It feels very out of body and in the body at the same time. I felt that was why we were presented with that very strong multidimensional merge sequence and an explanation during Loren's online event, which may even be stronger than all of the individual steps in the course, leading you up into understanding it's all connected to the heart center. The heart center is that plane of consciousness that connects all of yourselves, not going up there, out there. You know, I have not encouraged astral projection at all, and I want to make that very clear. This is why it is important to work through the heart center, through this being the nesting doll metaphor of this being the center of that multidimensional merge, because no matter how out there visiting other star systems, visiting other galaxies, and going all the way back to source, it is pulling all of those energies and getting them aligned through the heart center that leads us to our most powerful service, our most powerful experience, and our most powerful conduit expression of divine love, pure source light intelligence. And that pure source light quotient within the DNA is going to become very powerful as we move through the shift, as we move through our ascension. And it's very important not to leave, not to have the mind and the lower levels wandering elsewhere, or even the pineal pituitary complex, or even the crown opening up and letting the spirit fly freely out in the astral. Is very important to ground that right within the heart, because it's a device that collapses almost like a black hole, an implosion energy that collapses the Taurus field and then bursts forth in this new expression. Now, some of you may have been experiencing a mini version of that, where you feel the pulling through the heart center. It feels like your heart center isn't even there sometimes, very empty, and you get this this pulling back, and then the light body resting just behind that heart center for a while bursts forth, and then you feel the pushing sensation, the balloon sensation, the floating up and out of the body sensation that will continue as we align these multidimensional cells, and that's been going on for a couple of years now. So understand that sensation, as you move into it, as you stay aligned, all of the Taurus fields aligning around the heart center, allows you to experience the more precise alignment of the multidimensional self. Okay, everything's aligned through the heart, the ascension column aligning all of those expressions, the mighty I am, the Christ itself, the higher self, the galactic self, source, everything aligning in that tube, within the tube Taurus, the column, the ascension column, the ascension tube. A lot of you seeing that chamber of light every time you close your eyes. Every time you go into meditate, boom, it's there, the channel of light. Beautiful. That's your alignment within all of those Taurus fields aligning. Beautiful. And then as you expand out your energy fields, and whether you did it with us on Sunday, or whether you're going to listen to the recording or wait for me to do a fresh recording for the class, for the collective, it is up to you. But you can feel, as you expand out your energy fields, merging third, fourth dimensional self with the fifth, sixth dimensional self, hang there, hang out there for a while. This isn't something where it's, now I'm going to pop out into 12, pop out into 9. You know, above 9, you're losing form altogether. What good is that right now? Right now, we're anchoring Christed self. So if you're aligning with what's happening right now, what's anchoring on the planet right now, beautiful to be in a galactic state of beingness. However, put your focus on anchoring that Christic consciousness for the collective. It's very strong right now. Use the hue tones It is heavily light encoded for our progress right now. Listen to the replay if you don't know what I'm talking about, but the using the tone hue, again, hue being pure source light in a sound tone frequency, that's why we're all called human right now. Using the tone hue is something that you can use in your meditations. Use the sequence of 12 and then the 13 to combine it all together, 14 to combine back to source. Tone, 12 times in a row, use the hue. You'll notice the difference. Of course, align your energy fields and expand them out first. Align through the heart and expand the heart center out first. Then use the hue tones. You will notice the difference. The energy is getting very fast right now. The feedback is very fast. You're going to feel it when you do your invocations and your commands first thing in the morning, when you're calling in your higher self, welcome in my higher self in and forth. It's instant now. You can feel it just pouring down into you, out into your fields. Christ self, I welcome you forth. Feel it instantly. You'll feel that energy. So we're getting a very good zero-point effect with everything. Now, of course, that applies to everything else in your day, but when you're calling in the light first thing in the morning, try not to step it down too much. And when you find yourself stepping down the energies, getting distracted, getting frustrated, things are coming up, you're getting distracted, it's instant. Create a breath. Pull it all into the heart center. Hold it. Integrate. Thank you for all that was. Integrate. Breathe. Before you exhale, set the intention. Highest light. Highest me. Higher self. Take command. Exhale. Breathe it out. Continue to use that creator breath because it is going to align you with the true self over and over again. It's not you pretending to be source. You are source. Knowing that through this whole process, we are just getting back our pure source consciousness. The end of separation means the end of you and source. It's you as source. And I hope that's very clear. Through the equinox, these energies are going to make you feel a little strange. You know, if you're leveling up and you're feeling like, I don't know what that was, a lot of us seeing a lot of really brilliant visions, really brilliant light, really brilliant geometry. But this incredible, like for me, the octahedron is a building block of my light field, of my light signature. And I saw that yesterday in this very strong vision, this beautiful sequences of light around this gold octahedron, which is what I hold around my heart center to bring in higher frequencies. And I saw it out before me, and it was surrounded with these beautiful stargate frequencies that show up as different geometries. But everything was gold set against that light magenta color, which is something that presents when a really strong gateway is about to unfold. And I was told back in 2012 that there would be, you know, every time a significant gateway would present, that it would always present with the diamond in the center of the Vesica of Pisces, which I now understand is the alignment of the two pores, the toroidal fields around the heart center, with the energy fields of the body, with the energy fields of the multidimensional self. And when those click into place, like a combination lock, there would be opportunities for expanding our consciousness, for holding the pure Christic consciousness right within our beingness. And then we act as an anchor for that. And as these anchors started to activate all over the planet, it became a human heart grid, a grid of that higher Christic consciousness. It's not something that is off-planet. It is right here. We are embodying and becoming that field of energy. And it has washed away everything else. There is nothing else for me right now. It's really interesting. There are linear grounded things that present, of course. You know, I'm still in a body on a planet. But it makes the experience very different. I went on Shasta yesterday to perform a ceremony for a sister that involved the bird tribe, so it was beautiful. I went to Redfur Flat where I had interaction with owls. This was an owl ceremony. So she's very connected to the owls, and she wanted to free the spirits of a few owls that she's worked with and bring in some higher energy support for the owls. And when I camp at Redfur Flat, I always have owls hanging out by my tent at night, and I get to talk to them. You know, they'll mimic you back. If you're a good mimic, you can talk to the owls at night, and it's just really a stunning, beautiful experience because they're huge, and they come right close to the tent, and they'll talk back and forth to you. It's really beautiful. So I held a ceremony there yesterday, and then I went to a couple of the stronger places back in Red Fur, where I've done some work before, and I went to my campsite from last year and the year before, and it's so surreal to be on the mountain right now because I'm in this here and not here state. Everything looks different. Everything just really a very strong projection of the holographic reality. Shasta's here and she's not here. The trees are here and they're not here. They're presenting as something else. It's very, they're very sentient. It's very alive in a fifth dimensional way. So it doesn't feel very grounded. I sat and knelt in a space where I had many experiences before. And it's kind of like all of that time just collapsed into a very now moment. Something else is presenting. The moment I close my eyes, it's just blinding light. All of the teams, the energy of Shasta, everything has just merged into this vibrant field, and I've merged with it as well. So for me, it's a different level of gatekeeping as well. It's really getting off the charts beautiful, very unknown, because the higher levels will always step in and give me an explanation if I'm talking to you. If I'm talking to people who are interested in this, I'm always able to explain when there's the question what's going on. However, when I step outside of that, I don't have any more questions. There's no my questions are all related to, does this have to be shared with the tribe? What's going to assist? And I feel that the sharing of information may present in a very different way at the end of this gate. I really don't know, and it's not my intention to try and know. Really getting into a state of surrender, and I feel that that's an important message to share, an important emotion, a feeling to share right now, is that surrender. It's like just really getting the mind to turn off. And during these merge sequences where I'm feeling an emerge sequence for me in my definition right now is the merge through all nine lower dimensions. And nine being the I am template level. And then when you step into, 10, 11, 12, you don't express in form. It's very collective. So you're not, in a body at all or a lightship level. It's very different. So right now there's a focus on collapsing all of these, this nine and below, into a very merged, lucid, very conductive kind of, a very, very, serving as that pure conduit, a very conductive kind of thing, and letting go so that the higher realms can really use the life stream, the channel, the conduit in a very strong way in order to accelerate the shift. And I understood a couple of years ago that this would happen for some of us who had a strong connection to the galactics, that you would be serving in that way. It's like yeah, you're very into your humanness for a while, but there's going to be passages where you're going to just step back and let the galactic level, higher level, take over. And it's beautiful, and it really is going into the unknown. I have no idea how these days are going to unfold. I'm just taking it, I'm just really in the moment. And it's beautiful because there's all this creative freedom coming in as well. And the creative juice, inspiration, ideas are consistent, and I'm light grounding them just by writing down ideas or tossing them into that the collective consciousness by mentioning them out loud or sending them with my consciousness into the field, because I don't feel ownership as we go into unity consciousness over, well, that's my idea, that's, you know, but it's there for somebody else to pick up. Most of the time, actually, as we go into unity consciousness, we might experience creative inspiration as something that somebody else has already brought in. So it's beautiful to experience this kind of unity. It's like, wow, there's all this creation coming into being. And I, you know, when I feel the inspiration to paint, I know that somebody else is painting right now. When I feel the inspiration to write, but I can't actually do it because of my state of consciousness right now and what's occurring with me, I understand that other people are picking that up. And as a way shower too, there's a whole group of people who have been kind of in recalibration mode for the last couple of years. They could not function because they're just, you know, physically feeling it, you know, the energy so strongly, they've just been like laid out, all these recalibrations, no motivation to do anything, while other way showers were kind of getting through the 2012 and into the higher energies and everything. Now we're ready to move on into a different role of service, and these folks are coming right behind us that are ready to step into the video and the blogging and the social media kind of service, because there's so many new people awakening, and they'll take care of that, because folks at, and it's not a hierarchy, but folks at my level, I can't deal with, people who are newly awakened. It kind of doesn't compute, you know, as you're getting into these merge sequences. So there's a whole group of people who are like, I'm ready now, I'm feeling it, I got my act together and my recalibration's done, and they're ready to teach the people who are just starting to awaken. And it's beautiful because you can see how the shift is unfolding. And it was my request a few years ago, and I feel that it was answered, a request to Source that I would be able to create just through my presence, not just the Christed state, but an energy field that if people engaged with it in a conscious, permission-based way, their process would speed up. And I feel that we've got there. I feel that we've gotten there. It's something that I was kind of stunned that even people who weren't in the class that went through the activation on Sunday had such a dramatic opening to that, such a dramatic experience of the energies, and a dramatic acceleration and opening of the heart and an opening of their energy fields, that I'm like, wow, okay, we're there. And I feel that it'll be even more powerful after this gateway. And again, can't anticipate how that is going to be shared or what's going to happen to me myself, but that's the whole purpose of getting the course on autopilot, was so the class existed even after I was communicating in a different way that may be a little too out there for people just showing up to the material that I had to offer. So I hope that's clear.
I am very excited about what this passage, this equinox passage, has in store for all of us. Okay, let's get to our first question. A dear brother asks, When I meditate on the heart center, when I do the heart center meditations in the class, it seems to grow deeper and deeper, like I'm going into the pure core. And then I started experiencing a deeper sense of love. I feel the power of this love. And with this love and power, it turned into a kind of beautiful consciousness. But my logical mind wants to know what this beautiful consciousness is. Do I just stay in this beautiful Christed consciousness state? My mind wants to know what to do with it.
What else is there to do? I mean, outside of the experience of that energy, what duality is left? I mean, what is what's presenting that takes you out of that, outside of the mind saying, I don't know if it's safe to stay in that state. In my own life stream, certainly, you know, there's always the doing, but it doesn't take me out of that state. Yeah, the thing with Christ consciousness is it's not something that you experience just in the meditation any longer. You know, this is getting applied to everything that we do. And part of this surrender to the unknown is, well, if I, and this is something for everyone to consider, if I apply this energy that I'm feeling to everything, to my entire life stream, it's going to take over. Divine love is going to take over. So then we face the fear of, well, do I want it to take over? What are my fears about me having a dramatic change? Am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do that? What about this? What about, you know, for some people, it's, you know, my business is going to change. Do I quit my job? You know, the linear stuff. How do I interact with people? All the stuff that we went through in the beginning stages of awakening, just dealing with being a little different. You can see now the energy of the Christ consciousness, just like all the masters that you know, embody this frequency before, it takes over completely. You know, so that's something that is a conscious choice. Do I want it to? So many of us, you know, so many people pursue the solar cosmic Christ as like, oh, this is wonderful. I'm going to experience the God state, the Godhead all the time. I really want that. But when you get up to that gate, you know, this is the Christ consciousness gate, and usually there's quite a few gateways that you go through, the really divine experiences that kind of blow the lid off of your reality altogether. But when you start holding that in your energy fields and you start feeling that true divine consciousness, it is quite powerful. And as we start to experience that and you start to experience the force of that energy, knowing it as an energy, not even as a concept any longer of unconditional love or a Christed state, and the team kind of went into that in the last post of busting through the belief systems about what this energy really is, all the stereotypes and the belief systems that are associated with Christ consciousness, and then suddenly we're entering that field and starting to feel the true force of that and what it and feeling the inkling, even if it hasn't presented to you yet, knowing what that's going to do. This is going to knock everything else away. And then you come up to those decisions in your process, you know, consciously choosing, is this something I really want to do? Because nothing is going to be the same. And for many people, they get presented with that concept. They're like, yeah, because everything else sucks, you know. So, yes, I want to engage with it, not realizing that when you get to that point, pure divine love is an extremely powerful force, and it does rewrite your whole consciousness. So when you get to those levels, you can always embody unconditional love and start feeling that and applying it to everything and making your life a lot easier. Beautiful ascension process. You can hold it right there. If you want to go into a Christed state, a true Christed embodiment, that's huge. You know, this is coming up and aligning that with the multidimensional consciousness. Okay, this is what's presenting right now for the collective, emerging of consciousness. And again, you ask yourself, you ask the higher self, the soul, the grounded self, all have the beloved divine powwow, and you sit together and you say, is this really something that I want to experience? Because it pretty much makes every lower reality dissolve. You know, it just goes away. You're like, wow, what just happened to me, old me? It's gone. You know, you can still remember it, but there's absolutely no attachment to the emotion, the feeling, the experience of it. It's just kind of gone. Even going onto the mountain into my beloved camping area where all this stuff has occurred, and you know, everything from Sasquatch to Angelics to Galactics have presented there, and I've had all these experiences, and I go there and it's all just washed away and has merged with this higher realm, higher octave, higher state of light that is me. You know, that is me and the mountain and the gateway and all these experiences and the experiences that are about to come and the experiences a year from now. You know, it's all of this merging together, and you start to feel the power and the force of that, because the lower self gets out of the way. And the more and more that you get out of the way, the more and more that divine love starts to rewrite. You know, we've been saying the higher self starts to rewrite the lower consciousness, the lower projection in sacred geometric form. So whether or not it serves for the physical to be projected in a different way, I don't feel that it serves just yet. I feel by the end of the year it will serve, which is just a boost to the way-showership part of this. But again, it's busting up those belief systems of, you know, looking in the mirror. I don't look any different, but wow, I feel like I'm not even here, you know, or outside opinions, you know, or judgments of your experience. You know, it's really letting go, letting go. I don't, you know, this is the thing that I want to engage with. So you can see as you get just a taste of that, how powerful that force is. And it does tend to, you know, break up things that aren't in alignment with it. And it's something that is a conscious choice if you want to engage with it more. It's beautiful. Again, we're not recreating, gurus or Christed projections of the past. It's very unique. It's very pure. But I'm, you know, personally, I'm experiencing levels of power that I did not know were available to me. And that's not power over the external. I'm not, it's a real conduit of energy. I feel very connected to the operation that is underway of the shifting consciousness. It's not me trying to change the form around me or change my own personal form. I don't feel guided to do that at all. That's not what it's about with me. For me, I feel a very strong connection to the elementals and the kingdoms right now, Shasta itself, and I feel that's just part of my role. But that pure, this is for everybody now, that pure Christed consciousness doesn't have an agenda. So you can feel how the force of that love is that's all that is. You know, you're experiencing the true nature of the universe, the true nature of Source. There's no agenda there. It's just like, whoa, what's going to happen? You don't even care. It's just you just let go into it and play with it. You know, it's not like a like an ayahuasca experience or something like that, where it's like, whoa, my consciousness may be damaged and I won't come back. You know, it's a very different experience because it is pure. That's why I've never encouraged using substances or anything like that, because the pure divinity, that pure force of source-like consciousness, is the stuff that does the true work, and then you're expressing it as a true expression in this realm of whatever it is that your oversoul, higher levels, higher self have in mind for your piece of the puzzle in this journey to unity consciousness. I hope that makes sense.
Wow. So much
it is a wow. It is a wow, you know, we're getting there, and it's really, it's beautiful, because it's kind of incredible to me that the steps of this process are laid out in this somewhat linear way. First you do this, then you do that, then when you start experiencing the Christic consciousness, it's like, oh wow, this is just going to rewrite my entire being. Okay, I heard that was coming, everyone said it was going to, and then when it starts to happen, there is such a deep peace within me. It's like I don't want to say the stillness, because everyone associates that with like a good meditation. Oh, I really felt the stillness. I didn't even have to breathe. It's that black hole feeling. You know, it's that everything is coming in and merging together. That moment of the implosion before the explosion. It's so strong right now, and I now understand why only certain parts of the population are going to experience that in like groups as we go through the shift, through the ascension process, because I now understand, oh, okay, they weren't kidding when they said that it would blow the holographic reality apart if everybody did it all at once. You know, there is no group ascension. You know, it's just not... it's not complementary, because it would that energy field, we can see it in our personal life, the energy field changing the people around us, changing our own soul group. But imagine, you know, if we all did it together, it would just kind of pop everybody out of, it would just blow apart the lower reality altogether. And again, that's just quantum physics, it's just energy, but you can feel how strong that force will be when there are thousands of us doing that embodiment, serving as that conduit. So it's very exciting, but at the same time, it's so deeply rewarding, peaceful, graceful, strong focus on grace right now. It's just, it's really just deeply profound and beautiful. I can barely describe it.